Okay, thank you, Aaron and Naftali, for inviting me. Today I'll talk about difficulty in predicting salt accumulation at wet soil surface under drip irrigation. As you know, one of the drawbacks of drip irrigation is that the accumulation of salt to wet soil surface, as it cannot be reached out by water from drip tube. This problem is stated in a widely used FAO textbook. And accurate prediction of solute movement under drip irrigation is key for evaluating countermeasures for this problem. So the objective of this study was to test validity of existing simulation model of water flow and solute transport, considering vapor movement and effect of salt craft on evaporation. Okay, I carried out two drip irrigation experiments using sodium chloride solution in wind tunnel. Two soils, Tottori sand and Masaromi sand, were used. The air dry soils were packed into shallow soil container whose depth was 2 cm, length was 30 cm, and width was 5 cm. The initial condition for total sand was 0.22 of volumetric water content, and that for Masaromi sand was air dry. Both had very low salinity at the initial condition. The sodium chloride solution was applied through porous cap at the edge at continuous irrigation intensity at 6 mm per day. The meteorological condition was set at constant. And soil temperature was constant at uniformly at 25 degrees. Using three combinations of sump couplers and lamps regulated by temperature controller. In the numerical simulation, a two-dimensional Richard equation was solved with alternative direction implicit finite difference method with mass conservative iteration scheme. Okay. The two-dimensional convection dispersion equation was also solved with finite difference method. In this study, traversal dispersivity was assumed to be 0.1 of longitudinal one. Also, mechanical dispersion coefficient in vertical direction was halved for restricting unrealistic backward dispersion. When concentration reached to its solubility or maximum concentration, crystallization starts. This process was also considered. The evaporation rate was calculated using this bulk transfer equation. The effect of osmotic potential can be considered using this equation. As salt crust develops, additional resistance to water vapor movement increases. This salty crust resistance, the dependence of this resistance on mass of salt, accumulated salt in top 0.25 centimeter is already known. This process is also incorporated into the model. The numerical simulation was performed using WASH2D, which is freely distributed with source code. The depth increment was set at 0.25 centimeter, and the horizontal space increment was set at 0.5 centimeter. This is a screenshot of the program. The hydraulic properties were measured independently from the evaporation experiment. Those for Masaromi sand were measured using the multi-step inflow method. And retention data for Totorijun sand were measured with hanging water method, tensiometer method, and vapor equilibrium. The unsaturated hydraulic conductivity at high water content was measured with steady-state infiltration method and the steady-state evaporation method for dry range. And these data were fitted with those empirical equations. Solid transport properties were also independently measured using half cell method for tortuosity and long column method for dispersivity. Okay, let me show you the results. This is time evolution of cumulative evaporation. Evaporation rate soon reached to steady state at the same as irrigation intensity. And the simulated curve pretty matched with the observation. This is the contour maps for measured water content and salt content at the end. And yes, it is too shallow to discuss. So this is the horizontal distribution of salt content, massive salt above the depth of 0.25 centimeter for Masaromi sand. As you can see, that the salt, salt accumulated relatively uniformly from 4 to 12 centimeter. But a numerical solution had very narrower and sharp peak. You can see that the band of relatively wide band of salty crust. And these green lines are evaporation rate calculated with the salty crust resistance function. Since much water is consumed around here due to less restricted evaporation rate, horizontal flow of water was restricted. Numerical solution for totally sand had a larger discrepancy. So let's think why the model failed to predict salt accumulation crust formation around here. These figures show the concentration distribution at 6 centimeter or 7 centimeter from the edge. It is clear that sharp, and note that the horizontal coordinate axis is logarithmic. It is clear that this sharp nonlinear distribution of concentration cannot be analyzed with practical sequence of top elements. And maybe there's another reason. At the edge of meniscus or ring water, upward pore water velocity is accelerated owing to a diminishing cross section. And no backward flow can occur. So macroscopic mechanical dispersion coefficient is invalid. Also, due to narrow cross-section, ions have very low chance to move backwards. So I set the maximum concentration at one-tenth of actual one. Then the numerical solution largely improved, but still not enough. In conclusion, vertical dispersion coefficient must be reduced to near evaporating soil surface. And small depth increment is required for accurate prediction of distribution of salty crust. Finally, maximum solute concentration must be set at far lower value than actual one. Thank you for your attention.